So today is 10/22/2001. Time is approximately 15:35. We're at 12. Just ask you in your own words, you were present at the time the shooting occurred?
Yes, I was.
Okay, why don't you tell me right now in your own words from the beginning when you first heard the shots or noticed what was happening or when Jackie came over?
For when the officers arrived and they talked to her, how far back do you want to go here?
Okay, yeah. So you were here when Jackie came over then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and that's when she called 911?
Yeah.
From here?
Yes.
Okay, why don't we start from there? What did Jackie tell you?
Well, she didn't say much. Her and Lisa were talking, and she had a big lump on her head.
Uh-huh.
Lisa had said, my wife, that Tommy hit her again, did something.
Okay.
And so they were discussing it, telling her, she has to stand up for herself, she can't sit on the ground and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So she decided to call. And they arrived, and briefly talked, and one of them was a little rude to my wife. Then my wife talked to the other one, and then they went over there and said they were going to go discuss it with him.
Uh-huh.
And so we were doing stuff here, and I came by the front door and stuff, and that's, I wasn't really paying attention, I just figured they'd be talking to him, whatever. And then that's when all of a sudden they came back across the street yelling at him to drop the knife. They had their guns out and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And my wife had yelled, Tom, stop, what are you doing? And he stopped out there on the sidewalk in front of the house, a little on their side towards our walkway. And just told us to shut up and get inside. And I said, Tom, drop it, it's not worth this, They just want to talk to you. And the officers once again yelled, shut up and get inside. So we went inside. They came down a little bit closer to the house, I believe. And I was watching the best I can. I didn't want to be, because they had their guns out, so I don't want to be right there.
Mm-hmm.
So then they were, they kept telling them to drop it and all that. And then they went on the side of the house, which is the street, Montgomery here, between the houses. And they disappeared around the house. So I didn't know if they were running down the street. I had no idea. So I went out the front door to peek around the corner, and then they were coming back up towards our house. So he yelled at me again to get back in the house, and I did, because they had their guns out. So I went back in, and they were right by our front door, and he was pretty close, I assume, trying to get in. He was right there. We were kind of in the kitchen. We didn't want to be right in the line of fire looking out, and that's when we heard three shots, and I peeked out, and he was down. He got back up, or started to, and he was saying something like, why'd you do that, or you didn't have to do that, or something along those lines. And then he got up, and he was by the front door. I believe he tried to get in then. I had already locked the door when I went in. I locked it, so he couldn't get in. And then he proceeded to pound our house, heading towards the side to go out in the back. So I ran in this big slider door here. I locked that up, and our other back door, I locked it up so he could not get in the house. He went out back. I wasn't really watching out back because it's just glass here. Like I said, they had their guns out. I was taking cover. And then when I heard the commotion, he started heading back out front. The officers pounded on the door, our front door, because they wanted to come through, so I unlocked that, let them through, I unlocked the back door, let them out, and I locked it again, and then they were on the side of our house, in the backyard, closer to Montgomery, some of the officers, and then they kept running back to the door, so I unlocked it again to let them back through, because at that time, I didn't know if he was still in the backyard or not.
That's through the back door.
Right? Yeah, they were in the backyard,
and
then they wanted to come back, they were back through the house to go back out front. And so I was watching all this because, I wasn't sure where he was. I was keeping the house locked. Then they ran back out front, and we watched them run across the street, and heard some yelling going across there, and that's when we heard a lot of gunfire over there. I just figured that wasn't right. I was running around screaming. I'm trying to calm. I just went to the front door once when they were right there doing their shooting. I wanted to get away from the door.
Where was Jackie all this time?
Hiding in the back bedroom. We said put her back there to told her to stay down. We were at least there out here when they start shooting. I got her down out here. We're hiding. We're her covered.
Now, when you link them up to the front door the first time, where do the three shots that you heard?
Basically, that was it. You know, just drop it, put it down, you know. That, okay. They had the two deputies and the motorcycle officer pulled up and he came right on our front grass.
Did you hear Tom grab?
No, I didn't actually hear that. Afterwards, I seen there was blood on the handle, so he tried grabbing it, obviously, after he was shot, but I didn't actually hear him try to grab it.
Okay. Did you see exactly what happened out there when the shots were fired? Where were you at exactly when you heard the shots?
I was in the kitchen, kind of right by the refrigerator, and I couldn't actually see Tom 100, but I seen him earlier, and he's had the knife to him. To himself. I didn't see, actually when they shot, I could see the officers, and then I heard the shots, and that's why I leaned out and looked, because he was like down a little farther. It's kind of hard to see unless you're farther in the kitchen and look down there, and that's when I seen him down, getting back up.
By having the knife to him, how was he holding that knife?
When I seen it, he was just holding it like on his chest here, and was pointing up towards his, maybe towards his throat area type.
Okay. Just like he was hugging it, in other words, something like that?
Yeah, just, you know, like this, just a...
Okay. So we backtrack. She came over, Jackie. You notice any reference to the events?
That Tom had thrown a remote control TV clicker at her.
Did she say why?
We just got up from work, and Lisa and her were talking. And then, they went and called after. So they were disgusted for a while.
How was Jackie's behavior?
Well, she wasn't crying, but she was pretty upset about it. She kind of didn't know what to do. She just, I guess she's been putting up with it for a while, so she just didn't really know what to do and which way direction to go. We were telling her that you can't really take this abuse forever. It can't go on. And, you know, you got to do something one way or another, or leave or something.
I understand it's an ongoing problem between the two of them?
Yes.
Is this,
there's been a couple other times that I know that, you know, she's complained that he's hit her and done something, did this. Yeah, when they first talked out front here, they asked if he had been drinking, if he had guns, I think, if anybody else had been drinking years ago.
Okay. She was left to talk with Tom the first time.
Well, on their, when they're coming back after what?
After leaving the first time, they came back.
I kind of seen them. I believe they were more on my side. They were more backing up, and he was, you know, in front of them. But they were more backing up towards us, telling him to drop it, drop it. I don't think.
Did you see them initially come up? I mean, were they running up here or walking?
Which one?
The very first time they came over. Apparently they came up here slightly to the left here, then went around to the side
to
Montgomery.
So the first time they came from the house over here? No, I wouldn't say they were walking, maybe, I mean, running. I'd say maybe a faster walk, but not really a run that I see. Because I didn't really see them until also they hit, like, right on the corner there. Because I was...
Out here in the street?
Yeah, like the street. I wasn't really watching over at the house for, you know, I didn't really think any action was going to happen. I was just talking with Lisa's dad. We're just hanging out. And that's when all of a sudden they just kind of appeared, you know. I heard them yelling, and I looked out, and there they are backing up towards our house with him in front of them. He's walking forward. It's kind of like the way I...
So they're, so he's by the street facing you, right? And the deputies are between him and the house at that time?
I think one was more on the street, one was more like on the sidewalk, so I believe where they were.
He's right here by Montgomery and Flores, right?
Yes. It's the way I remember it, but...
And your impression of what they were doing at that time? They obviously looked like they were preventing him?
Slowing him down anyways. I mean, they were walking with him. They weren't forcing him to stop or anything. They were just...
And what was Tom doing at that time? I mean, with his arms or saying anything or what?
He was holding the knife that's right to him, just to him, and they kept telling him to drop it. And, you know, and he would say, "What? What am I doing?" Because he was holding it to him, you know, like wasn't threatening. He was saying like they couldn't do anything. He wasn't threatening them, but you know, what?
So Tom slowly moved.
Yeah, when my wife had yelled right about where our front walkway hits the sidewalk out there, he had stopped. She said, "Tom, stop, what are you doing?" He stopped for a moment, and that's when I had said something.
Did he look at you at all?
Yeah, he glanced, he looked down here.
Okay.
"What are you doing?" He just, and that's the officers kept yelling for us to get in the house, so And then he actually came down. I don't think he came all the way down that time, because that's, they were kind of pointing the weapons that way, so I got away from the door. And they, you know, they kept yelling for me to drop it. That's when they went around the house and the side on the street there.
Okay, how long was that? Can you estimate the time?
It really wasn't very long. 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
You know, just long enough to walk over there, disappear, then start coming back.
Okay, and Tom was pretty much leading them over to the front door?
When they were coming back, my first seeing deputy, he was in the street, higher up on the street, farther than him. So I think once again, they were ahead of him, pretty much, backing up, and he was coming towards them.
Prior to that, hearing those shots, you were getting in the kitchen by the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Okay. Where was...
We were in the back room. I think once the shots happened, and then Jackie stayed back in the back room. Then my wife came out here, and she was kind of freaking out about it. And she went to check the door to see if it was locked, and I yelled at her to get away from the door. I had already locked it. Get away from there. That's right in the line of fire. Get away from it.
That was after the shots were fired?
Yeah. Well, they were still yelling at him. He was getting back up. So.
Okay. Okay, who else was in the house at this time?
Lisa's father. And that was it.
That's it. Okay. After the shots were fired, he gets up. What happens then? Did you hear anything, Tom, or the other deputies saying anything to him?
They were beating, dropped the weapon. That was...
Okay, and where were the deputies at that time? Did you notice where they were standing?
I believe one was on our front walkway right in front of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And the one who was the motorcycle guy, I think he was in our front grass right outside the kitchen. And the other one, I believe, was more on our walkway. I'm not sure exactly where he was standing.
Did you notice three deputies at that time?
Yeah, it was required. There was three of them.
Three out there?
That I calling for backup. I heard that. That's when he had said, you know, "Why'd you do that?" or something along those lines. "What'd you do that for?" And that's when he started making his way around the house to come to the back door, you know, come around the back of the house.
So he went out that direction. Did you see or hear anything as they went in that direction?
No, just them yelling at him, you know, telling him to stop and all that. And that's when I started. I went to the back door. It was a small back door. I locked that first, and I came out here and locked our big slider. So he couldn't get in.
So you have a back door here, and this one here. At what point, I'm assuming you saw Tom in the backyard?
No, I didn't actually see him in the backyard. I seen the officers in the backyard yelling and stuff. Like I said, it's just a glass window, so I just locked it and got out of the, you know, got away from it in case the shooting started. That's not going to stop much.
If you were in the backyard, did you see a deputy or deputies?
Just popped out around corner of the house, and we got some stuff there now. But, yeah.
And what direction was he facing? Was he yelling over somebody in this direction or that direction?
Positive. I thought he was pointing that way.
East. Okay.
Yeah.
And
I didn't really hear much there. I just heard him yelling, you know, probably dropping on, stopping. Once I locked the door, I just seen the stuff going on. I got away from it. And then the commotion was going back and forth. And I assumed he was, I didn't know if he was, I assumed he was leaving the backyard, the way they were running. But I didn't know which way he was going. And the officers, two more of them, I believe, were knocking on our front door because it was locked. We opened that, and they ran to the back, and I unlocked that for them, and they ran out.
Out the slider here?
Yeah, out the slider.
Okay.
And then I locked it again behind them because I didn't know if he was still out there or not.
Okay.
And then it wasn't more than just a few seconds. They came back.
Through the slider?
For me to open. I opened the slider again. They went back out the front door. So okay. I assumed he had left the yard because they were heading towards his house.
Okay. And when they headed over to that direction?
Oh, I was busy with this door here, and he must have went around while I was doing this. He must have went out. And
did you hear him come through the front door again or try to get in the front door again? Because Lisa and Jackie and Father after
him. I was out in the kitchen. Jackie was still in the bedroom. And it's not here. She was on the floor. She was kind of freaking out about it. And I got her up to get her away because they were running back and forth here. One time she went, when they started knocking on the front door, she went to open that. And I told her to check, you know, make sure it's who's out there.
Okay.
And,
Are you hearing all the shots across the street? Did you hear anyone yelling?
Just kind of muffled because we were inside here. Just, you know, there was a lot of officers there. You could hear words being said. And then, not really. I couldn't really swear to any exact words, but, you know, you hear them yelling and stuff. I assume it was, you know, drop it and that sort of stuff. I couldn't swear to all the words.
Could you guesstimate how long?
What time?
The time they went across the street to the time you heard the shots? How old did you know, Tom?
Really at all. I don't know. Jackie's been over here a few times and stuff, but with Tom. I've seen him out front, just waved a couple times, but...
That's it?
Yeah.
Were there any problems with him, with you, or was it Jackie and Tom? What type of incidents were they in? I mean, were they physical?
Inner physical, yeah. You know, a lump or a, you know, a bruise or something, or he hit her or grabbed her or something like that. You were aware of for like 6 or 8 months. I mean, I have knowledge of.
He was...
Probably him with the knife, thinking quite a bit. I was trying to calm her down. She was, she didn't really know which way to go.
What was your
feeling would be he was trying to get to Jackie.
Okay.
For calling on him, is what I would assume. But I don't know.
Well, somebody here knocking or trying to get in, holding a knife, obviously. I'm just trying to
get in your head. Cookies, and, yeah.
Yeah, trying to find out what's going on in your head at the time, you know, with somebody like
Yeah.
Obviously, it appears that everybody was afraid of something. Your first impressions on this when he came up with the officer's drawing a knife?
I couldn't believe he was doing it, first of all. Then I yelled at him, you know, Tom, stop, and it's not worth it. I mean, they just want to talk to you. It's not that bad.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't say anything. That's what the officers told me to shut up and get inside. That's what I did. But that's when he was up on the sidewalk. And at that time, he really wasn't a threat to me because, you know, I'm right at the door, have it locked. I'm just have it open, but he's 30 or 40 feet away. I mean, but put their guns out when they tell you go inside, you go inside.
Now, do you recall what Tom was wearing at the time?
Oh, not exactly. I seem to remember like a light or a white shirt. Just briefly when he stopped on the sidewalk out there, he didn't look normal. I've only seen him a couple of times, really, as long as we've been here.
Obviously, he wasn't normal. Was he? I think he was dusty.
He was walking fine.
Was he?
Go walk, what I've seen of him. Possibly when he was doing something that I didn't see, he might have been faster or slower, but what I've seen, he just was kind of walking along. Hold the knife, you know.
Now, was he looking at these deputies all the time? Or was he kind of wandering his eyes around in different directions?
No, he was pretty much looking at them, and then he looked down here, but that's what I said, he was pretty much normal. He wasn't just out of there. Backyard time?
Any time. The time he left your door to go around the back?
There were noise with the gate over there, but no real banging.
It sounded like they were struggling on the side.
Just the noise of the gate and bouncing through it. Well, just briefly, those two, like I said, came through here looking for him. Uh-huh. And then I guess they discovered he was gone, and they came back through, and they went over there. And then...
And after that, there was nobody left here.
As I know, no, there was nobody here. Well, she's hiding for a while, but she came out. She was upset, crying, and he was crying. Never really came over and told her what was going on. That was until later. They yeah. came over, the paramedics or whatever, came over and talked, made sure she was okay. Stuff. I think he was a little bit later, I think when we were next door at the other house. I think. Would he have done or what?
He or you?
He probably would have tried going to Jackie, but I would have probably tried stopping him, but you have to be careful because the officers there with guns are going to get their
Well, let's say the officers weren't there at the time. Let's say we could get it later. What's up?
No. Didn't know him very well.
No. How's Jack?
Better. She was pretty upset there for a while. Trying to help the daughter.
This concludes our interview.